Welcome to the Dogman Underground podcast here at MerinoCanine.com. I want to talk a little bit today about training just about any dog in some level of protection. You know, if you think about it, it's just a natural thing that all animals and creatures do, right? That's why it's a drive. It's an innate self-preservation. And so almost any, so what do we mean by protection, right? That's what we always got to define. I'm working on a page here and kind of noting some of the crime statistics, you know, like 60% of rapes and almost 40% of assaults occur during home invasions. And there's like over 8,000 home invasions in the United States every single day. And yet most of the training that we're watching is dogs chasing equipment out in a field somewhere. Which I find to be really interesting. But anyway, so the job of a protection dog, a defense guardian dog, is to get the bad guy to change their mind. It's not to chase down anybody. So that being said, even if you go back to the Kohler method, he had a chapter, I think it was called Alarm Dog and More. So not everybody is looking to have a big, large man-stopper dog. As a matter of fact, there's probably few people looking for that. I bet there's more people that are looking to have one of their smaller dogs trained either to be an alarm dog and even a serious threat display. A little dog inside of a car showing its teeth and real serious gonna bite your ass will ward off somebody taking your purse out of the car. You know, criminals are like water. They take the path of least resistance more often than not. So as you know, as we say, a threat display takes care of about 99% of potential problems. Seeing that the job of a guard dog, a home security dog, personal protection dog, is to get the bad guy to change their mind, it's a success. So almost any dog can be trained to some level of protection. No, they're not all going to be man stopper dogs, and not you know, some of it might be a total bluff on the part of the dog, but the bad guy doesn't know that, right? And then if you want, you can create real man stoppers as well. That's what this blog and website is all about. Not just the man stoppers, but hey, quit chewing that, Sonny. Huh? Sonny's chewing something. But no, a lot of people are going to need, you know, I think about truck drivers, men and women truck drivers, right? They all have these little companion dogs with them. And I would imagine a lot of those companies do not allow, come on you guys outside, do not allow them to carry firearms. Hey, come. Good. So, there's a need. Go ahead, you guys. Come on. Come on. Good. There's a need for a dog more than likely with just, you know, a really good, serious threat display and an alarm that keep people out of your truck. It's just one example. So, yeah, I think any dog can be, you know, at least an alarm dog, you know. And it's all on the individual dogs how far you can take them. But not everybody's looking for a man-stopper dog. What are your thoughts on that? And I'm going to be opening up the protection part of this website here pretty soon. For the members here, if you're... several people have emailed me. They thought they weren't able to log in because of the developing a threat display post that I recently published. That is a level 3 membership, which isn't open yet. So you are logged in, but you're either a number 1 or a number 2 level member. And some of you are going to be automatically kicked up to a level 3 because you had joined previously. And so whenever that opens up, I'll open that up to you and you'll be able to go to the syllabus page and be able to get a hold of all that content as well. But yeah, man, almost any dog can be brought to some level of protection once we properly understand what protection work really is. And it's not chasing sleeves out in a field somewhere. That's total different dog. All right, everybody.